Dear Grover, I'm alone, and I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Prepare to embark upon the darkest voyage into the unknown in the history of mankind.
Do you ever fantasize about being killed?
And Mason, a pack of kids dressed up as zombies. Mrs. Phillips on Jackson swears she saw her husband turn into a bat and fly out of the window. He was heading north on Main Street and she wanted to keep an eye out.
Halloween, my favorite time of year.
Yes.
Keep away!
Hey, come back here! Come back!
Ray,
ran into the underbrush. Did you see his face, Lamont? That weird half-starved face.
Yes.
Do you suppose he was a zombie?
No, please, both of you. Let's not have any more talk about zombies.
Me crazy.
Frank, it is the red truck. It's him.
No, stop saying that.
Him.
No.
Look at it. Faster. Go faster.
Yes.
Don't let him get me, Frank. Faster. He's getting closer. Faster.
I can't. What's down on the floor?
Faster.
Can't.
Frank, he's right behind us. Go right over it.
Back. No.
On top of
that.
Frank. Grab the wheel. Frank. He's gonna drive.
That'll be that.
I think you're more scared than I am.
Shut up.
It's part of a new way.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. I honestly want to sit down calmly, take the stress of you and think things over.
Oh! Something is happening to me.
I blacked out.
The reincarnation of a killer who came back from the dead.
J.D. Walker's been dead for over 30 years.
To possess a man's soul.
He turned into this monster.
Make love to his woman.
I'm scared of your dad.
And get the vengeance he craved.
They are my enemies!
40 years later, on someone else's face, you can see J.D. Walker's hatred time just won't erase. J.D.'s revenge.
What was that?
It sounds as if it were in this house.
No, it couldn't be.
Now listen. That seems to come from under this room.
Now, don't be alarmed. I'll find out what the disturbance is. Mondo? Mondo?
Look! Over there at the window. Someone's looking in. That face lit me over.
I told the fool there's no one at the window.
We'll be right back.
I don't want to sleep tonight.
Huh?
I said I don't want to sleep tonight. If I close my eyes, I'll see.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
I got to talk about it. You got to talk about it now and then. I'll get it all out from inside me and I won't think about it anymore.
I tell you.
You got to tell me. The truck. What I saw wasn't really...
Shut up! You bastard woman, shut up!
Those lights moving along that hillside, what are they?
Lights?
Yes. And what are those drums we're hearing?
I hear no drums.
No drums? But...
I see no light
now. Wait a minute. Are those zombies? Are they?
That's Jandy. He know. Jandy know everything. He say drum in death.
Get hurt. You don't want to go fooling around.
and only Mrs. Cobb knew what he would do next.
Yeah.
Imagine darkness everywhere. No light as far as you can see. Black. Everything black. And stars, whatever they are, can you conceive it? No, your mind wasn't built for that conception. When the real thing comes, you will go mad. Completely and permanently. There is no question of it. Tomorrow, there won't be a city left standing in the world.
That the authorities cleared the man of any responsibility for Mrs. Nesbitt's death.
Well, it was easy to prove that she died of shock. Shock induced by fear of the living dead men that she herself had created.
Well, I've settled one point in my mind anyway.
Oh? What's that?
The only zombies that I ever want to see again are the kind they serve in a nightclub in a long, cool glass.